I really want to go. out of the article.
Yes, I love it. He's so proud of you. He told me
I'm not joking. You could quote me on that.
Nah.
Holy, come on.
So precious, the Shabbos of Yedin. The Shabbos of Yedin.
What?
Nachum the Klippes. And they
better with the mic. I don't want to know. You gonna need a mic?
Voice control.
I don't need a mic, right?
No mics on there.
You got a powerful voice.
No mics on there. Nice.
I like the mic. Sometimes I like the mic. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. Hello. Checking.
It's on.
Hello.
Nope.
It's not on. Okay, good. Minish mic. Yeah, no, whatever you want. I'm not, okay. It's hard to talk because I because sometimes when I talk for myself, I could lose, especially when we're singing, sitting together with the Rav, and sitting in the moment. I think it's a mixture of I don't want the moment. I don't want the moment. I'm not really sure. I'll think more about it. But I think part of it is that I don't want the moment to leave. And when I'm singing and we're singing together and I'm with here, I'm here. I don't know how many years ago it was, the first time I came here. I don't know, 5 years? I don't know, maybe. And it's also hard when it becomes something like that we've done, because it's not true. We've never done this before. Just like Sunday, it's like almost whoever made up like that this is the day, this is like Sunday, what Sunday is and what Monday. That's why I just thought of a pshat right now, mamish, which fell in a shrine. That's probably why we don't say there is Yom Rishon, Yom Echad in the Torah, but it's really all for Shabbos. Like the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says, Kisheshes Yomim, that really there is no week. There is no week. I guess I got to decide. I'm not committed with the microphone. I'm like not in. I'm a little uncommitted over here with the microphone. So maybe that's the pshat, because the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says ki sheishes yomim, is that really there is no Sunday. There is no Monday. Hayom Yom Rishon LaShabbos is the pshat that there is no week without Shabbos, because it's a recreation. Hamachadish b'chol yom tamid maaseh bereishis is the power of Hischachus, to renew oneself, that I've never been here before. We've never been here before, and we'll never ever be here ever again. Mistama al Tzolim Haba will be there, because anything Ruchni will continue forever and ever. So part of, I think, my hesitation... Oh, now we have an echo. Part of the hesitation is losing the moment. I like the echo over there. Yeah, I like that. Shui. Yeah, very good. See, in yeshiva we go shui, and everyone goes shui, so you see the mic does it by itself. So yeah, that's what happens. Yeah, okay. You started up, sure. You haven't been in yeshiva for a little bit. We miss you. No, but the reason I'm saying that is not just to talk, just to say a cute shot like that. The reason I say it is because it's so holy. It's so holy. It's so beautiful to sit with all of you. To sit together and to be machazik. To be machazik, to strengthen Ish Esre'eru Yazor Yolachiv Yoimer Chazak. I heard today, Yonason's here. Yonason, you're here. I heard today from a very special person, a very chashev yid, very chashev person, who means so much to my family, to my father, Olav Shalom. Very, very chashev person. His son is here, Rabbi Yonason Shanker. I visited his father, Zilzain Gesund, in Stark. He should be Gesund. Is still a clue. L'havdil ben Chaim L'Chaim. I was telling the Rav before, I don't know where it's from, and I hope I say it over correctly, but he told me that the reason in Mitzrayim that the Yidden were able to survive and make it in Mitzrayim or something like that with Gullus, you can confirm with what your father told me many beautiful pshatim today. And he said, I told the Rav before, because we've never had a period of time where all the Jewish people were in the same place. Every yid was in the same place. Even Bisman, Beis HaMikdash, even Bisman, everything, the yidden were scattered. And Mitzrayim was the only time where every Jew was together. You know what that means? I don't know what that means. Here we're a fragment of Klal Yisrael. To say how many Jews, could you imagine of all of Klal Yisrael? I just thought of a pshat also right now. Mashiach, maybe that's the part that they say, when the Yidden come together in Eretz Yisrael, that will bring the Geula. The Tzaddikim say that. Because that's all we need. That it's not the pshat that when Mashiach comes, we'll all be together. Maybe the pshat is that when we're all together, then Mashiach will come, because you're not missing anything. When we're missing, you know, I think, well, sometimes we think like, okay, Baruch Hashem, we don't speak Lashon Hara, nobody speaks Lashon Hara. That's a good shaila. You can't say anyone speaks Lashon Hara, that might be Lashon Hara. Yes. For real. See, I'm a Chadish in this space, Spanish. Shmuel was telling me, before, he's saying, come over here, there's something very holy over here. I was just machadish a few things. I'll have to listen to the recording of what I'm saying, because it just keeps on going over here. I just forgot what I was saying. See, I got to hear it. What was I just saying about... You can't say Lashon Hara. You can't say that anyone speaks Lashon Hara. But I didn't chat that maybe it's Lashon Hara to say that somebody says Lashon Hara. Like the Jewish people... We're mamish so together. We're so together, each and every one of us, with Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael. I don't wanna leave. I don't wanna speak, because not that I don't want to share, it's just I pray. I've been saying this pshat many, many, many times, and I can't say it enough, because I get a new daher. I don't know if the Rav heard this pshat, he probably knows this pshat, he probably saw it inside. He could show me the Mar Makom. Eitan Katz came to yeshiva. I've been saying over this pshat, and I can't say it enough, from the Kutzker, I think it's from the Kutzker Rebbe, that he says, Vayihi kenagen hamenagen. I've said it in yeshiva not enough times, I haven't said it enough. Vayihi kenagen hamenagen vatchilav ruach Hashem. I've got to look up the pasuk every time I say, I've got to look it up. Vatchilav ruach Hashem, I think it's a pasuk in Malachim. What does that mean? When you are like the guitar, when you're like the instrument, when the player is like the instrument, then Hashem will come on to him, will come to you. Vatchil av ruach Hashem, or vatihil av ruach Hashem, there vatchil av ruach Hashem probably, that he'll have a wind of Hashem. The guitar and an instrument doesn't lie. It can't lie. If the strummer of a guitar is off, then you hear it. If you play piano and you're off on the piano, if you play violin and you're off on the violin, whatever instrument you play, you can't lie when you're playing. So vayihi kenagen hamenagen. When the menagen is just like the instrument itself, then vatchil av ruach Hashem. Atiyah of Ruach Hashem, then you will have Hashem in your midst. And you know what's so difficult? Because it's hard to be honest with oneself. And if you're honest with yourself yesterday, it doesn't mean you're honest with yourself today. And if you're honest with yourself today, it doesn't mean you're going to be honest with yourself tomorrow. And Chesamay Shalakadosh Baruch Hu is MS. And when somebody works on being I don't even want to say true to himself or herself. When you're true to yourself, it's too cliche, because you we can go off tune. So I hesitate to talk and to share, because I'm working on, I think I'm working on trying to be more honest with my diburim and trying to share what's truly in my heart, and not just to say something. And it's very important when a person is able to be honest in our speech and in our heart. V'doyver emes bilvavoy, that we're able to speak just like the instrument. You know, and what's interesting is that when someone calls us out, it hurts so much, but it's the most beautiful thing in the world when you see something in somebody else and it hurts you, because it keeps you in tune. And I literally mean that. It keeps you in tune with yourself. When you're humbled, as in this week's parsha, it says, the Rashi says, Yavoi, I think, Hagavoya Shenizgoya. That's why we take the Ezov, and we take the Shani and the Tolas, we take the highest, the Erez. We take the Erez, which is the tallest, and the Ezov, which is the lowest, for the Paraduma, because the greatest way to cleanse ourselves is to be true to myself, Because Chaysom Yishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Emes, sin is Rosh HaTevah, someone I'm not. Nobody wants to be Lehibit Oven B'Yakov, Lehra Oven B'Yisrael. Is the pshat that every Jew, mach of the klipas, take off the klipas, take off deep down, each and every one of us wants to love our neighbor and wants to love our spouse and our children and our parents and each other and every yid, whether he's got a white shirt or a black shirt, whether he has a black yarmulke or no yarmulke, or whether it doesn't matter. No, we all know it doesn't matter. There's nothing more beautiful. There's nothing more beautiful than the colors of each and every one of us. Koyrach is ki kol ha'eda kulam kedoshim, is that you have to be perfect. You don't have to be perfect. You don't have to be perfect. First of all, you're not perfect. So even if you were supposed to be perfect, who's perfect? Who's perfect? Only the Rabbeinu Shalom is perfect. And my wife. I'm saying, but for real, who else is perfect? Who else is perfect? Nobody's perfect. So it hurts. Why does it hurt so much? Why does it hurt so much when we make mistakes? The only reason I think it hurts so much when we make mistakes is because there's a Yetzer Hara. I'm so human, and I love being human. I don't want to be an angel. Gedolim tzadikim yoyser. It's a Gemara. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says straight out. We don't even need the Gemara to say it. It's pasha. The Gemara is just saying what we know to be so true. Somebody who struggles. Who doesn't struggle? Who doesn't need to work on arrogance? On being a balgaiva, on judging? Who doesn't need to work on being a better husband? Being a better spouse? Being a better father? Being a better child? Being a better Jew? Davening better? Learning better? We all need to do better. So what? So what? That's what life is about. Life, that's mamish what life is about. That's why we're put on this world. Each and every one of us are here on this world to actually, I don't know why we're on this world. I'm sorry. Ayin derech Hashem. Ayin I don't know, the Vilna Gaon says an Evan Shlema, but I think that part of being on this world, as I say many times, David Elio, you hear what I'm saying? I don't say, David, I'm saying this for real. I don't know why I'm calling you out, David, because I love you, David. David Chipru. I want to tell you, David, I want you to hear this shot, because it's been 10 years since day one. I don't like saying what I'm saying is the truth. I don't like saying that. I don't know if the Rav heard this from me. I think it's I've said it. But I don't say it enough. I don't like saying the truth, because, oh, that's the truth. I like to work on saying things that are true. I want to say things that are true. Bereishis bara Elokim, that's the truth. The words of the tzaddikim, of the Tanya, of the Nefesh HaChaim, of the Vilna Gaon, of the Baal Shem Tov, of the tzaddikim, of Chazal, that's the truth. But Yoni Fisher, we love Ber Maim Chaim. I did this on Shabbos. I love Ber Maim Chaim. It would be better if, I would feel better if I would say it for Coke, because this is a Yiddish brand. So pretend this is a Coke. I would just say, I don't know if everything that's written, oh, thank you, Red Bull, that's better. Beautiful. This doesn't apply to Ber Maim Chaim. Red Bull. Ready? Here we go. This is, me and Shui didn't even practice this. Let me get my thing. This is off the cuff, so Hashem, guide me, Vayikim Nagin Hamanagin. It's fine, yeah. Can you get a flashlight? I'm going to challenge that this is true. I don't know if everything over here is true. It says vitalizes body and mind. I don't know if that's true. No, I'm just saying, I have nothing against Red Bull, but it says over here that it vitalizes. I don't even know what vitalizes mean. It does something to the body and mind. That might not be true. The fact that I'm holding a can might be something that I am saying that is something that is, I'm saying something that might be true, that I'm holding a can. I don't know if it's the truth. I'm not trying to just to be with the words. It makes a difference. It makes a difference how you think in your mind. And we live in an olam hasheker. You can't forget that. I mean, you can forget that if you want. But I would suggest not to forget that we're living in an olam hasheker. Because when you live in an olam hasheker, and I. Thank you, Shui. Shui Liefer, everybody. Shui Liefer. I want to just say, I have to say, it's a big chizuk for me that I'm sitting here, and I want to thank Hananya and Avigdor and Shimshi and Svi, Shui, Yehuda, the Olam from Yeshiva who are here. It's a tremendous chizuk for me because they hear me all the time. And it makes me feel good that you make me feel like I'm not just repeating myself, even though it could be I'm just repeating myself. But I need to repeat myself because motivation doesn't last, neither does bathing. That's why we recommend it daily. For those who've never heard that, I'll say it again. Motivation doesn't last, neither does bathing. That's why we recommend it daily. Not speaking lush. And by the way, you know why I like that? Because I can insert a lot of things. Those who come to my Shalom Bias once a week, yes, this is an advertisement for it. Not because I get anything from it, except for the fact that I have some crazy thing that I haven't figured out why deep down with my therapist, I'm getting a little, I didn't even have a l'chaim, that I see what you bring out of me, the Rav, see Rabbi Weinreb, look what you bring out of me. And I'm in Lakewood. By the way, I love Lakewood. I love Jackson. I told the Rav, I felt guilty. I've been here. Wow, why? I'm being so open. This is crazy. You got any comfortable? Is he Shui? You bring it out of me, Shui. It's good to blame somebody else, right? Yeah. I told the Rav when I was zoche to connect and to hug the Rav and to receive a hug from the Rav, and I said, Mamish, I felt the Bechina of Eretz Yisrael. I'm not joking. I'm not saying that mixer shvachay b'fanav. And I said, and I'm saying this to all of you here, and I told them, okay, it's group therapy before it was personal therapy. I was opening up to the Rav. No, I want to, I have to, I'm not much going to share this with everybody. I've been feeling guilty that I'm Amish. I want to stay so, I'm just here from Eretz Yisrael a couple days. I have so much love driving through the streets of Lakewood and seeing Jackson, whatever, what's the other town we were in?
Tom's River.
That's all the same thing as the Red Bull. It's just names of streets. Lakewood might be different, Rebaran Cutler might be different. But why do I love it? I love it because I love seeing Yidden. I love walking into a supermarket. And I love seeing Yidden. And I love seeing... I love seeing when this one recording go, don't if you're a little bit like on the like very open minded, don't take this, just listen to what I'm gonna say. Don't take it so like nervous. And when I see the Goyim working for the Yidden, I like that. I don't mean that. I don't mean that because that's Mashiach. I don't mean that anyone is better than anybody else. Every bria, every creature, we love every person, but Mika Amcha Yisrael, and it's the greatest thing for a goy to, and we have to say more thank you to the goyim, and we have to have more hakaras hatoiv. I mean that we have to be more sensitive to say to the goy good morning. I'm not saying that you don't. I'm not saying anybody doesn't. I'm just saying we have to be very careful because we're the light unto all the nations. And when I'm here, I feel such a chias from Yidden coming together in a, this is still a tent. Do you know how gorgeous? I don't know if you're doing a campaign, and I don't want to take away from any building campaign. I had this in yeshiva. Rabbi Geisler came. Mamish, Rabbi Geisler's a big tzaddik. Rabbi Geisler came to yeshiva, and I told him, I get all excited when I show around the campus, and one of the greatest things that I love showing around the campus, everyone's welcome to the campus. I was talking about the Shalom Bayis. Where did I go off on that? David, remind me. No, because I was talking about Sunday. Oh, wait, you'll get me back to the campus. David, like this. I was saying that motivation doesn't last, neither does... See, I come back around. I do tshuva. Motivation doesn't last, neither does bathing. That's why I recommend that daily. That's why I give a Shalom Bayis shiur for myself every week, and people join. But it's for myself. You know why? Because having a great marriage has nothing to do with Sheva Brachas, has nothing to do with 1 year, 5 years, 20 years, 30. I can only say the amount that I'm married. But Rabbi Lazarus, who comes to yeshiva, is married 59 years, and he has no reason to shake his head and agree with me when I say it, but he does. You want to have a great marriage? Yeah, I'm going to say it. You want to have a great marriage, come to the shir. Not because... No, wait. Hold up. I'll tell you why. Yeah, you can clap. Take a clap. Yeah. I'll tell you why. Not because I give a great shir. Because it might be I don't... No. Okay. I'm not going to say that. Thank you. It's not because... I'm being serious. It's not because I give a great shir. It's because you're spending 15, 20 minutes a week for your marriage. Just like it's not about... You know, the guy who opens up the Gemara, the stipler, the stories where the taxi cab guy was driving and he was telling the stipler that he falls asleep, you'll bring me back to the campus, Shui. He falls asleep, Rabbi Geisler on the campus, he falls asleep in the cab. Yeah. in the cab. And the stipler afterwards, this was the story. It could be it evolved over the years. But when I was younger, the story that he says the stipler was crying. Why was he crying? He says that yid falls asleep. He was complaining to the stipler that he falls asleep. He falls asleep because he's so tired. It's like falling asleep during davening. It's like you're so broken that you can't do something. The Michtav Melio, someone showed me a Michtav Melio, says the guy who struggles in learning, he struggles with his taivas, is closer to Hashem in Olam Haba, Elyonim Lamata, Tachtoinim Lamala. We live in a world of sheker, where we think the guy who knows how to learn and the guy who has it easy in learning, and I'm talking to myself, and the guy who has an easy marriage, whatever that means, that's a paradox. You don't know what has an easy marriage. You could have a beautiful marriage, but it takes work. Learning takes work. So what did you chop the pshat? You can't chop the pshat. You can chop a piece of kugel. But you can't chop a pshat. It's not, and we know that it's so true what I'm saying. I always say that about Shabbos. I keep Shabbos. He doesn't keep Shabbos. What are you talking about? How do you know that kid who struggles with his phone and struggles with his vape? Not how do you know? I know. The guy who struggles with Shabbos is for sure so connected to Shabbos. I don't struggle with Shabbos. I love Shabbos. It doesn't mean I'm not connected to Shabbos. But I wouldn't bet, because I'd lose the bet, that the guy who wants to be connected to Shabbos is more connected to Shabbos. It's Pashut. We know that. We know this. We know what I'm saying is true. I think what I'm saying things that are true. I'm not saying that's the truth. I think it's true. I think it's so true that it's so beautiful to see Yidden. It's so beautiful to be part of a community that's coming, sitting Sunday night. It's already late. This is what I'm doing. I'm not home. People have to get up tomorrow at 6 o'clock in the morning, at 5 o'clock in the morning, Sunday night. And what is everybody doing here? Oh, I was talking about the tent.
The campus.
Rabbi Geisler said, I get all excited. Rabbi Geisler said, and it's so emes, I remember we used to have this in camp all the time. There's a beauty to the arai, that it's temporary. Because life, as we know, the Chavetz Chaim, he lived in a shack, and everybody lived in a shack back then. But he lived in an extra nothing place. And they asked him, where's all the furniture? Where are the pictures? And he said, if you're in a hotel, are you bringing furniture to a hotel? Are you setting up an architect for a hotel? No, because it's temporary. It's temporary. I want to end off with a thought that I had tonight about this vayihi kenagen hamenagen. I was thinking that the strings of a guitar and a piano and any instrument is limited. It's limited. There are only so many chords you could play. There's a A, a B, whatever. I don't know the A and a C and all the chords. Pardon my amoratsis in music, even though I could play the piano. I forgot I can play by ear, so I took the adolescence when I was younger. I'm working on it. I'm working on my piano. You wait for music night, guys. I have a surprise for everybody. Not just my rapping.
Not just the rapping.
Yeah, exactly. Mitzvah, Blin Edzer.
Right now.
We got a sample.
No.
If I get a good beat.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah, oh, yeah. Okay, no, I'm not going to ask you. See, that's what happens when you talk. That's the problem, you see? I'm not going to rap. I'm not rapping.
She always raised a lot of funds that way.
Okay, now we're talking. See, Yehuda, you know how to get me. Yehuda said yeshiva, you could say it. Yeshiva's raising funds.
What's someone willing to pay to see every rep?
Menachem, let's start with you.
Get some bits.
Chips. What are you starting to pay for every rep?
Rap?
Right now.
No.
I've never heard you say that.
I know, right? I wanna end off for real. Look at Rabbi, what do you got going on over here? This is a crazy place. In a good way, crazy in a good way. I mean crazy as they say it. Does anyone say pshat that when Mashiach comes and Eretz Yisrael, does anyone say, like, I know the Gemara says that all the but the Knessias, but the Midrashas, but that this becomes like Eretz Yisrael, they all go. So maybe it's Pechinas Eretz Yisrael. What are they? Not Pechinas. What's the shot? So there's Kedusha now, I guess. Yeah, what do you say?
It's going to pick up the moves. That's what I
mean. Right. Maybe because we're at the end. That's why. Maybe that's why you feel it more. I don't know. I'm going to just end off with the thought that I had, and for real, I'll end off in the next couple minutes, for real. Thank you. That feels good. These guys are in yeshiva, mamish, amazing. They come here to live. No, I'm serious, it's not. I think that our limitations are our greatness. I thought about this the first time tonight, and I'm sharing this because I think I'm onto something. It's a scary thing for me to say, but I'm going to look into it and I'll say to be updated. The Rabbi Yerucham is, I think, the one who says, woe to the person who doesn't know, Rabbi Yerucham, woe to the person who doesn't know his weaknesses. And oy vavoy, which means woe, to the person who doesn't know his strengths. Okay? That alone is beautiful. I think there's a big mila, and again, I'm not saying pshat yet. It's a new pshat that hit me tonight. It comes from this vayhi kenagin aminagin, and from koirach also, from the zayde koirach, the schus, whatever that means. The rav could say definitely more than I can on that. But knowing your limitations is godless. It's godless to know your limitations. And I'm not arguing, I can't argue, I would be stupid to say different. Rabbi Yerucham's pshat of woe to the person who doesn't know his weaknesses, but oy vavoy to someone who doesn't know his strengths. I don't think it's a stira, it's not a contradiction. Again, I don't have it so clear, but I think Koirach, he also didn't know his strengths, but you gotta know your limitations, and there's godless to your limitations. There's greatness. The beauty of marriage, the beauty of that relationship, the beauty of any real relationship. You know what? I'll go to Hashem. The beauty of our relationship with Hashem is that he's limitless and we're limited. The beauty of our relationship with a husband and a wife is that we're limited and she's limited. Everyone has she's a woman, I'm a man. So she has limitations as an Isha. And I have limitations as an Ish. And the godless of a relationship is the opposite, is the fact that I am limited. You know, I'm sorry I'm saying this here. You'll be Michael me, Michael me, Michael, Michael me. I was so excited, Yehuda will say a good chat on this, when Elon Musk became a trillionaire for two reasons. And I love what everybody says. Everybody says, yeah, Elon Musk, not everybody. That might be Lashon Hara. Not everybody. But I gave a shiur and I said, Elon, you see what one person can do? A trillion. So everybody says, oh, he has whatever he has. I don't even like talking negative about a guy. What do I have to know? Talk to him. Everybody says, yeah, but he's autistic. He's whatever it might be. He's asked, whatever he says, right? He's limited. So what? So what? Why does that mean? So maybe fakert. Maybe my limitations is my greatness. Maybe I'm saying my own vart that I said, because I was talking about, you see what one stunken a person can do. Could you imagine I don't mean that in a musa way. If he could do it, for sure, you could learn more Torah. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying that. I didn't mean to make fun of anybody, but you know what I'm saying. I didn't mean to make fun. I'm just saying, come on, that's not my point. My point is that the Rebbeinu Shleilam, can do anything for any of us. He made, what's his name, a trillionaire. So give me my limitations. Let me see my limitations. Shame. I have shame. Who doesn't have shame? Who doesn't have guilt? Who doesn't feel stupid about things? Who isn't embarrassed about things? Welcome to planet Earth. Welcome to what it is to be a person, to accept my weaknesses. I was thinking that's Moshe Rabbeinu Mamish. Moshe Rabbeinu is Anav Mikol Ha'adam. Ha'adam. I think either the Pnei Menachem, the Beis Yisrael, was Avia Werdiger, Zirav Mordechai. Could be it's from the Emre. I don't know. From the pilot. They say over Ha'adam is that Moshe Rabbeinu held of himself lower than even a goy. It's not my pshat. It's MS. The tzaddikim said, Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe emes v'sayrasay emes. He held himself lower than a goy. Come on, you got to go to a therapist and have better self-esteem. And I'm not making fun of that, but I'm bringing out a point. Yeah, so I hold of myself that I'm low. It's good to hold of yourself low. It's okay. So I don't feel great about myself. Okay. Who says you have to feel so good about yourself all the time? So I have anxiety. Shkoyach, who doesn't have anxiety? So I have a bad relationship with my parents, with the Rebbeinu. I feel far from Hashem. Beautiful. It's good you feel far from Hashem. Kol Hador Ba'aretz, Doime. Right, you know the Baal Shem Tov. I heard that from the Kalver Rebbe. He should be gezunt, stark. Should be gezunt. He should have a refuah shleima. Remember, I'm telling to me, Kol Hador Ba'aretz Doime Kami Sheyesh LaElaka. He's in Dimyon that he thinks he has a God. Anoichi Haster Aster. Shui, you hear this? Anoichi Haster Aster. They say the biggest klala is that you have Hester of Hester. What does Hester of Hester mean? It means I'm hidden from the fact that I'm hidden. As you know, my favorite, one of my favorites, denial, don't even notice I am lying. Denial. Rosh HaTevis. Don't even notice I am lying. I just was machadish a new thing. We have to put that into Daniel because it's don't even notice I'm lying. Rosh HaTevis. But we'll talk about that another time. Why? What's the pshat? Don't even notice I'm lying. That's Hester of Hester. That means if I feel that I'm okay, maybe I'm not really okay. And the Yetzirah takes my not okay and makes me feel like a loser. As I say, the Yetzirah is like a fly. I don't say it. The Gemara says Yetzirah is like a fly. Where does a fly hang out? in the garbage, in the bathroom. That's where the Yetzer Hara hangs out. Vayihi kenagin amenagin, the guitar is limited. But that's, maybe that's Mashiach, maybe that's Moshe Rabbeinu. Korach couldn't handle that. Korach had to be perfect. Ki kol ha'eda kulam kedoshim. I gotta be perfect. I gotta be perfect. I gotta be perfect. I love that I'm not perfect. I mean, that's not true. I hate that I'm not perfect. But I'm working on loving that I'm not perfect. I think I am. I think I'm working on loving that I'm not perfect because I hate that I'm not perfect. And I'm here. And thank you, Rabbi Weinreb. Thank you, everyone, for coming. Thank you for listening. Thank you for making me feel so good. Thank you for making me feel so close to Eretz Yisrael. Thank you, Lakewood. Thank you, Tom's River. Thank you. What was the other one you said? Jackson. You know what it is? Thank you, Yidden. Because wherever the Yidden go, they make it so holy, so pure, so holy, so precious, so pure. Because wherever a Yid walks, it becomes holy. A Yid. Who told me? Menachem, you told me this, Pshat, that there was a guy who you met. Someone told me, Menachem told me, so you met that guy who is a non-religious, whatever that even means, by the way. We don't separate. We don't. The Rebbe said that, right? That's what the tzaddikim say. We mistakenly categorize Jews as religious, not religious. That's not true. Not that we mistakenly. That could also be not true because that's not nice to say that we do that. We don't do that. But what is it, religious, not religious? He says you're a Yid. The guy was embarrassed. And he says, I don't wear a yarmulke, like Rabbi Aryeh Levin, the story with Rabbi Aryeh Levin, where he met the guy. Rabbi Aryeh Levin was small. He was short. I think you could say that. He was short. It was known that he was short. And someone was without a yarmulke, and he saw him, and he was embarrassed to see him, and he said, Hi, Shalom Aleichem. And he says, like, I'm sorry I'm not wearing a yarmulke. Rabbi Aryeh Levin, he passed away in the 60s. It's not the new wave Judaism. This is Judaism. And he says, I can't see on top of your head. All I see is your heart. I don't want to leave. I don't want to stop. Not because I have more to say, just because I like this moment, and I feel close to Hashem, and I feel close to everyone here, and I feel close to Klal Yisrael, and I don't like when that finishes. So, but I guess. I'll end off with a Rabbi Goldberger from Baltimore, who is a Talmud. Mamash Min Hashamayim told me from him that you probably heard this from me or heard this. Koram Shebelev Nechnasim Lelev. Is that when you talk from the heart, it goes into someone's heart. And he said from the Rebbe that the Iker is that it goes into your heart. Koram Shebelev Nechnasim Lelev. So I guess let's carry it with us. Let's carry this moment with us. Because we will. And and one of my favorite songs, We're Mamish at the end. Mamish at the very, very end. And just like you could have a person become a trillionaire, as the Chavetz Chaim used to say, he was hard of hearing at the end of his life, and he told his grandchildren, he didn't have a hearing aid, for real. And he says, I'm not gonna be able to hear the shofar. So when the shofar blows, please let me know. We're mamish at the end, at the very end, and I look forward to staying with everyone here and flying together to continue just to be together. Let's continue to strengthen each other. This makom, this place, Rabbi Weinreb, should just Rav Shashem should give you koyach and give everybody here koyach to just smile more at each other and hug each other more and judge each other less. And if we judge someone, just to see the beauty, and we'll be zoicha. We will. We'll be zoicha to the gula shleim. We'll be zoicha to heal from all of our pain. We'll see Hashem in all of our lives. And thank you for listening, and love you all. And thank you for making me feel so good to be here.